This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the Thursday, September 21st.
The first. That's a great.
Are you okay over there? Way of
getting started, yes. Actually, I was just reading Jennifer Hornazier, Victoria Keelan Carichel. I was reading this overview of what the jihadists are doing with social media. Do you realize that in this year alone, 27,000 bits of extremist content have appeared on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. 180 postings on average a day from Daesh. Content ranges from radicalizing propaganda to guides on how to mount crude knife and truck attacks. This is something, the spiraling scale of the problem using social media. The British have spent billions of dollars developing technology to try to police their sites in cooperation with Twitter, Facebook, and Google, YouTube, whatever. So one would wonder how you could shut them down. There has to be, to identify, don't you have to identify the IPO address and figure out where this stuff is coming from? Somebody must have identified it, because, or maybe it's just observational. You look online and you see all of this stuff and you still can't figure out. I can't believe in this age that you can't figure out where these things come from. Am I being too optimistic, or what do you think?
A lot of really smart people out there, you know. I think hackers are always one step ahead of people who can actually secure things.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, that's true.
So what does that say? Here, let me go one step further with this. Yesterday, I read a report, and then I talked to my banker about the way the banks are being hacked. And one of the three credit rating agencies have been hacked, but the other two are worried because same thing could happen to them, and that's really going to mess up banking practices, because now you're not only you're worried about what information is going to get leaked, but if they can hack in there and get the information, people can hack in and change their, you know, what it's like hacking into the school's website to change your grades. If you can do that, then you can change your credit report. If you do that, you could look credit worthy on a piece of paper, but yet when you borrow the money and don't pay it back. There are all kinds of, you see what I'm saying? There's all kinds of ramifications to this, and where does it stop? And so somebody yesterday speculatively on one of the money websites said, because of this sort of thing, and our own Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's our astrologer, says that next year is a challenging year financially. There are great opportunities that will present themselves, but also there are challenges to the structure, our financial structure, and you can see it with all of the attack. Look at the last year or two, where was it Target and all the accounts there, and Walmart, and you name it. The big retailers have been subject to these hack attacks. So if they can do that there, they can do it. They can figure out how to do it on any monetary level. And if that's the case, you know, the theory is they're going to raise hell with the structure, and that will cause a worldwide recession until we figure out how to deal with it.
Well, the hackers just, you know, hacked into a bunch of SEC filings, so that's not good. And then apparently made some money before in some short selling before it was actually discovered. So cybersecurity, which people have been talking about for at least the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, mm-hmm. It's such an important area that needs so much more attention and resources and education. And I think these are things that, you know, we talk often about the upcoming generation of kids, you know, everything's going to be replaced by automation. Yeah. Cybersecurity is not going to be replaced by automation because you still need computer coders to write all of the, you know, all of the programs that are going to keep people safe. So that's another area that kids should start focusing on. You know, if they're looking for something, forget about a liberal arts degree, yeah. You know, head into cybersecurity because there's a huge demand.
Yeah. I think that that's something that a lot of us don't think about, but yet it does make sense, doesn't it, when you get right down to it. It is you better get a big mattress and stuff it with cash and be done, or be in cash. What else is it? How do you secure your own monetary reality if it isn't all in cash, in real terms? If you don't have gold or cash, is there any such
gold
thing
bars?
As security? Yeah, no, I'm not kidding.
I keep it in my teeth.
It's very important.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, so where are we? That distresses me. You can hear my tone. You can hear my focus. It just it bothers me. And, you know, I don't know. I think I have noticed, I've always had good luck with real estate if I was going to, and certainly I've invested whatever I've had, whatever I've made over the years, back into this company to keep this radio thing going. But in terms of the general looking at the stock market and trying to figure out what to do, it's always been a challenge. But now it's even more of a challenge because you have these outside influences that nobody can predict. So get that mattress.
Cut a hole in it.
Cut the hole in the mattress.
Right.
Help yourself to that. 14 past the hour. On the shall we do sports? Let's do a couple of sports stories, and then we'll do the television report, shall we? This new video game the WNBA has. This is for all 12 WNBA teams. Is that what I'm led to believe here? What's the story, Victoria?
It's even though the WNBA has been around for 21 years, they have never actually been included in NBA-sponsored video games, which is kind of a shame. And so now, for the first time, all 12 WNBA teams and their full rosters will make it into, called NBA Live 18, and it's the first video game that has all of the teams and the players. The executive producer of the game said, the WNBA is home to some of the most incredible athletes on the planet, and we've been working hard to integrate them into our game in an authentic and meaningful way. And so, and here's another interesting statistic, 41% of U.S. gamers are women. So it makes a lot of sense that, you know, that you have more female-friendly sports video games.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's available to the public now.
What do you think of that, Jennifer?
I think I would never do that.
Kara,
I'm
would
not
you
a
do
video
that?
Gamer either.
It's cool, but I just am so bad at video games.
I could see Kara doing it, though, because remember how she's become very ambidextrous with her hands running the control board, and that could lead to being able to be a good video game player, Kara. Do you play any video games?
The last video game I tried to play, I think, was Mario Kart, and I was really, really terrible at it. So I don't know. Maybe I've improved in the years. I'll give it a try and let you know.
All right, Jenja and the Angels with a controversy here. What's going on with them?
Yeah, there is a giant paint can beyond the left center field wall at Angel Stadium that reads, Angels home run in the can, $1 million. On Tuesday, Angels outfielder Justin Upton did what the sign was asking. He hit a towering solo home run into the can, but Sherwin Williams says it won't be paying $1 million, and fans are a little bit ticked off about it. Sherwin Williams said it will not be donating the million to the Angels Baseball Foundation because Upton's homer did not land in the can on the fly. It actually bounced in.
Come on,
Sherwin-Williams. Yeah. You know they always say, ask Sherwin-Williams. I'm going to tell Sherwin-Williams that they're full of it. The team confirmed the unfortunate technicality to the press after fans started pressuring Sherwin-Williams on social media to pay up. Now, $1 million, a lot of money, of course, for a company to donate, but fans quickly pointed out the sign that said, Angels, home run, in the can. It didn't say, Angels, home run, in the can, on the fly. So Sherwin is still answering for a lot.
You know, it's very interesting, philosophically speaking, a company like that that spends millions of dollars every day. You hear their ads on this program all the time. They've spent a lot of money advertising over the last 3 or 4 years on this program. And in one instance, at one opportunity where they could make it right, they choose not to, and they destroy the credibility and the goodwill that they've built up spending millions advertising.
Someone who knows about public relations a little bit, this is a terrible move. They could look like heroes.
Stupid.
They could promote the heck out of this, but instead they're getting all of this bad publicity, so hopefully they'll continue to buy advertising because I don't think anybody else should talk about them.
not in a positive way, anyway. Okay, television report up next to you, 17 past the hour.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to some of the stories. Another warning about binge watching. Remember last week we were talking about the studies regarding sitting for more than 30 minutes, and a lot of the attention fell on binge watching. People sit and watch for hours and hours. We do that every once in a while. Have dinner a couple times a week and sit for an hour and a half or so, watch a couple of shows, and I imagine all of you do that as well. So what are the guidelines from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine on what to do with the binge watching?
Well, apparently you have to set some limits for yourself, and they say that you take a break in between episodes, get up, walk around, make sure that all of your screens are also shut off at least 30 minutes before you try to go to sleep, because your brain stays in that very active state. And also, if you have, and this is a separate addition, but if you have those glasses, which I use when I'm looking at the computer, that takes out the blue light of the screens, that also helps your brain unwind. And yeah, your iPhone has an automatic setting from, you know, whatever time at night you want it to switch over, it will take out all the blue light. So when you're looking at the screen, it looks more yellow, but that's actually better for your brain to unwind.
Jennifer, I'm looking at the things that are happening on Netflix, Stranger Things. What show is that?
Big show for them. That's it's a really popular show, actually. That's the one with the kids, I think, it was huge last season. So they're doing another go-round at it.
They're dumping 30 Rock, Malcolm in the Middle, Friday Night Lights, Gone, Gone, Gone. So what are they bringing in that's new? What do they have? What's the Netflix?
I think they did that to make room for the new season of things like Stranger
minutes,
Things. And
Before Midnight, Blood Diamond, Boogie Nights. I'm looking at all these new shows.
Netflix does a big purge every month of all of the movies and TV
shows. They dump
movies,
All right. A lot of new things as of the 1st of October. All right, Jen, quick review of what's happening tonight that's good.
Well, Gotham is back. So last night was a good place. Tonight is Gotham. So excited. And this will be big. The Scarecrow is going to be the new bad guy that Jim Gordon is going to go up against. Plus, what will happen to Bruce Wayne? He was kidnapped. Oh, boy.
Really?
Gotham, brand new on Fox at 8 o'clock. Zoo wraps up its third season on CBS at 10. And A&E is doing O.J. Guilty in Vegas at 9 o'clock.
Okay, 21 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time for our Throwback Thursday, and this week we feature the top five songs from 1980 here on the DJV Experience. Let's see, Queen, without Freddie Mercury. He was dead by this time.
No, this is with Freddie.
This is Freddie Mercury.
He didn't die until 91. He was still around.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was earlier than that. Somebody knows. Okay, so we focus every Thursday at this time. Music is a very important part of our lives, part of this program. In this portion of every hour, there's some relevant music story, and so we have some fun with Throwback Thursday. Music from 1980. This week in 1980, Queen and Another One Bites the Dust is number five. Another One Bites the Dust. All right. So that one's going to bite the dust because it's time for number four. I do not remember this song.
Oh, yeah, Simon. You do. Yeah, you do, as soon as you hear it.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. I do. Thank you. That's from that great album that he put together. It had a lot of these sort of songs on it. I'm trying to remember the name of the album. It's one word.
Yeah, I love this song.
Title song of one of the songs in the album. Late in the evening, Paul Simon, number four. This is, remember, the post, just at the post end of the disco era. So there's still some of that influence. But Simon had his own way of blending a whole bunch of stuff together, as you can hear here. All right, quiet, Doug. Listen to another little bit of Late in the Evening. Boom, 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 boom.
First thing I remember when you came into my life, I said, I'm gonna get that girl no matter what I do. Well, I guess I've been in love before. What's
once or twice even on the floor, but I'll never love no one the way that I love
once or twice even on the floor. Never loved no one before like this. All right, so this is Paul Simon's contribution to This Week in 1980. Number three, Irene Cara. This was a real disco throwback. Fame. Crank it up, Cara. Cara with Cara. Remember this from the movie?
I never saw this movie, but... I mean, I know the song.
Cara wasn't even around in the movie.
It's amazing to me, though, back then, movie songs charted, because songs for movies don't.
TV songs used to chart, and they don't do that anymore either.
No.
All right, let's see here. The Stones, Working Hard, still having a major impact. They were number two this week in 1980 with Emotional Rescue. That's a great, great... see Mick up on stage. Very close.
And this is also their attempt at disco.
The Rolling Stones are doing the Rolling Stones. That's almost funny to listen to it now. Moving his hips around. Right? See, it's the Stones' beat, though. That's what you hear there. It's the Stones' beat. Okay, 4 weeks at number one, still number one. This week in 1980, Diana Ross had the honor with Upside Down.
I heard she's amazing in concert.
Yeah.
Like, even still, I've heard good things.
Yeah, Diva. She's 73, I think 74, something like that. And still, yeah, she can move it around. Like Tina Turner, same thing. Actually, Tina Turner still is better than Diana Ross. Probably moving around and getting around on the stage is concerned. And belting them up. So there it is, Upside Down, number one from this week in 1980 on Throwback Thursday on the DJB Experience. Boy, you turn me.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's Automotive News, published reports show the interest of Great Wall Motor Company in buying Jeep is real. The president of the Chinese automaker Great Wall said he is connecting with Fiat Chrysler to begin talks on purchasing Jeep. Great Wall has been looking to access the North American market, and this would give Great Wall the advanced technologies in developing an SUV line. Two goals which they have failed to achieve so far. Morgan Stanley estimates that the Jeep brand is worth $24.2 billion. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
At 34 after the hour here in the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The focus on data, cyber attacks, banks, reporting of this, just the whole business. I just, as we were, if you didn't hear our conversation earlier in the hour, you can, by the way, you can hear it during the day today. We have several different ways of you listening to the program, But if you want to listen to the program in its entirety during the day it's on, you go to Doug Steffen Now. Just search for Doug Steffen Now at TuneIn Radio on your computer or your device, okay? Doug Steffen Now at TuneIn Radio. So anyway, the point being that we were concerned about the future of the economy, and it started with me seeing factually how many times Daesh has used social media to expand its reach, and then talking about these guys cyber attacking and wondering about the Russians and who knows who's out there going after somebody in the stock market making money by, you know, making they short a particular stock because they hack it, and then they announce the news media gets, oh, wow, you realize this company got hacked and the stock goes down. So they make money, the people who did the hacking, on the short. And then you look at the other devastating attacks, the numbers are surging. Do you realize this year alone there have been 2 billion data records that were lost or stolen by cyber attacks? 2 billion records.
Wow.
So these breaches, and I'm not trying to scare you, I think it makes sense to be aware of what's going on. I don't know, though, frankly, how you fix the problem. I said facetious. Well, I really wasn't too facetiously. Get your money, keep your cash, and, you know, don't expose that. But how do you do business? You know, I write checks, or you have somebody that goes into your account and just automatically deducts the payment for your credit card or whatever it is. That's the way people live now. They all, Rich used to laugh at me, and you guys kind of do too, at how I conduct business. You know, Victoria gets a check from me. Oh, wasn't that amazing? Isn't it?
It's cute because...
Takes a picture of it and then puts it in their account.
I know, but it's cute because, like, it's the only real piece of mail that I ever get.
Well, so there you go. So I don't know what to tell you. It's just, it is what it is. And so we move on. But when I saw that number, I was kind of faffing around here. I thought, my God, that many? How many? You don't even imagine. Just hear it. And then it's like everything else that is part of the news media. We're numb now to many things. We're numb. The hurricanes have been so bad, we're kind of numb to it, unless we're right in the middle of it. Yeah. Right? You're numb. You're numb listening to
it's
all
just,
of this.
It's just information overload. It's,
yeah.
It's devastating when you see what those islands look like and you see the people struggling and without power and the animals. I mean, you know, we always mention the animals too, but it's just, it's horrible. And
it
you just, you reach a point where you just, I don't know, it's so overwhelming. I think that people, it's a
take
paralysis.
A yeah. Take a deep breath. All right, here's a couple of people in the news. Former teacher in Arkansas accused of sleeping with 4 of her students, 2 of them in the same night.
Ew.
Before a judge yesterday. Jesse Goline, charged with first-degree sexual assault. 4 students, 3 from her school, 1 from another school in the next town, had relations with this lady, teacher at the high school, last year, apparently. She has sent pictures. She got caught sending nude pictures of an 18-year-old student.
I hate stories like this.
Now you got to be nuts.
I mean,
are you nuts?
It's just gross.
Oh, my God. All right. Here's another lady in the news. Someone that I know, a radio broadcaster, who's pretty much had her whole career in Las Vegas. She was Jennifer's predecessor on the station that Jennifer's on now in Los Angeles, does a local L.A. show. This lady, Heidi Harris, was on that station for a couple, 3 years. And this is not about gossip, because I don't want to gossip about her, but and I'm thinking that she got a raw deal here. Tell me what you think, ladies. She was on the CBS station Las Vegas, talk station KXNT, and people saw a post that she had on Facebook. It was not voiced on the air. She commented about how an ad by the local Department of Family Services showing 2 men helping a baby learn to walk. And she said babies who are eligible for adoption ought to go to married people. And so from that, she was fired by the talk station. And I wonder if that's she. You hear things like this. People get fired for what they say on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so you wonder, in this circumstance, I wonder about her. And again, I'm not going to gossip about what my feelings are as regarding her broadcasting abilities. I just think that this is a, I personally think it's a step too far. You know, the stations do what they have to do, and it's up to them to run the station the way they want to. And the guy who's program director happens to be a good friend of mine, and I'm sure he was told by somebody to fire her. But
don't you think, though, that if you're, and we've seen this
I
happen.
Wouldn't say this because I don't feel this.
Right.
She's very right-wing, and so she's talking about marriage between two people of the opposite sex, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But you know what? There are a lot of people who think that, and she's expressing herself. So at what point does it bridge a violation of your own ability to say, no matter whether you say something that's smart or stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Victoria, when you started to say something.
No, I was just going to say, so in the ad that she was referring to, the social services ad, was it an ad about adoption?
I do not know, actually.
The only reason I'm asking it is because it just seems like she's being presumptuous if she's seeing two men helping a toddler, you know, teaching a baby to walk or whatever. But, you know, how does she know that that's not their own child via surrogate or something? It just,
don't know.
That seems a little odd, just assuming that it's an adoption. But separate from that, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, they are public forums. They're not, unless your privacy settings are set to only your friends and everything is private. You know, in this day and age, you have to be careful of what you say.
Interesting, you know, that the LGBTQ people did not want her fired. They did invite her to come to a symposium to talk about this very issue, but they weren't trying to get her fired. They were trying to.
That sounds to me then like the station wanted to get rid of her, and this is an excuse.
Well,
because there are so many people who have said far worse than that,
yeah.
And who have kept their jobs because they bring in, you know, ratings or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This sounds like that's a scapegoat kind of situation.
I'll let you, you draw your own conclusions. You've been a radio
ask your friends.
But I'm not. this doesn't surprise me because that's her trail. That's what happens. But I thought it wasn't so much. That's why I didn't want to gossip about her.
Right.
I just wanted to bring this up as an issue because I think sometimes the people, we used to be able to say anything on the air. It was amazing. You could say, and the people that ran the station, the first talk station I worked for, the guy who ran it, great Boston general manager, he really encouraged all of us to be as crazy and outrageous as we could be. Because that got people listening. Did you hear what Stefan said yesterday? Or
sure,
did you hear what this guy or that guy said? That used to be the rap on talk radio. And now it isn't. It's these crazy right-wingers and left-wingers and politics and stuff. We didn't always talk about politics. We talked about stuff like keeping a prison from being built on the island between two highways and, you know, stuff like that. Or fun.
That seems riveting.
Well, I mean, in
I know
effect,
what you mean, yeah.
This is a community right outside of Boston. The town is Dedham. And one of the major highways, Route 128, has land in the middle of it, belongs to the state. So when Michael Dukakis was governor, he decided he wanted to have a prison built on this land because they were wanting to have more prisons and they wanted them closer into the city to make it convenient for the families to be able to visit the people who are cooped up, locked up. So they eventually did build this prison. You can drive down the highway and you can see the prison in between the north and the south lanes with the razor wire all around it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed to me that was an inappropriate place to put a prison in the middle of a very populated suburban community. Put them on the western part of the state where there's nobody who lives out there.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. But that's what we used to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that was fun.
I don't know. I mean, just in terms of like, I'm just thinking more about this in terms of what she said. If she believes that, you know, if she doesn't believe in same-sex marriage or if she doesn't believe that same-sex couples should be able to adopt, you know, that's fine. That's her opinion. She's entitled to that. That does not seem like an inflammatory enough statement to get fired for. This really, to me, reeks of something else was going on, and this was the easiest way to get rid of her.
Notice I said I wasn't going to gossip about her, but I thought it was a good example of people being judged in a way. And then there are some of these agitated groups, like, you know, some of these, you know, face it, some of the groups, the gay groups and the black, and whatever special interest it is, LGBTQ, they can become pretty nasty and agitating to get rid of somebody or stop something from taking place. They did not do that here. They were not trying to get rid of her.
Mm.
So, anyway, but you may be right. 45 past the hour. Here's something to think about in terms of employees. I've reviewed something that I got a hold of last week. The number of people who are HR people that hire folks and they feel like after they've hired them, they brought the wrong person in. And so what do you do about that? So we only had a small pool, somebody said. We didn't have a large enough pool to choose from, but we had to have somebody in that job right away, yada, yada, yada. Well, think about that. Every time you hire somebody, it costs the company money. Now, fortunately for most, in bigger companies, there's a period of time, like a six-month period, I think. When you were working at Sirius, didn't they have a time where you were, before you were a permanent employee, you were sort of in training? Did they have that, Victoria?
I started at Sirius as a temp. So yeah. I worked for a temp agency, and then I went and then got hired full-time. Yeah.
Well, the point here is that in order to make sure you're making sharp decisions and smart decisions when it comes to hiring, smart thing to do for high-quality employees is to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and try the first time around without having to pay for it to find out how different ZipRecruiter is, how it works. Posting the job to hundreds of job sites, one click and one click only, their technology does the work. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV does not depend on candidates finding you. They find them and bring them to you. So you got a better chance of making sure that these people will stay. Knowing how to do this is one step, a big step, to making it a productive exercise. And because it is time-consuming and it costs money for companies bringing the wrong people, let's find the most qualified job candidate for you by sending you to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get the first experience free. ZipRecruiter.com for all your hiring needs. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's an important message for families with a child who rides in a forward-facing car seat with a harness. Make sure you attach the car seat's tether to the car. New research out this week from Safe Kids Worldwide, made possible by Chevrolet, shows that many parents don't know what the tether is or why it's important. Safe Kids Worldwide expert Lori Walker.
The tether is the strap on the back of a forward-facing car seat that secures the top of the car seat to the car. In a car crash or sudden stop, the tether keeps the car seat from pitching forward. You want this added protection for your child because it could prevent a serious head injury.
Parents are encouraged to take time to tether to make sure every child rides safely. If you need help with the tether or other answers about car seats, visit SaveKids.org to find a local car seat checkup event or get professional advice online from the Ultimate Car Seat Guide, now available in both English and Spanish. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's the music from Shawshank Redemption. Do you have a statue of Stephen King in your house, an idol? What the hell? What is it with you and Stephen King?
What's his birthday, Doug?
So what? It's a lot of people's birthday today. Today is also...
I haven't made any...
wait a minute.
There's been no movies based on my novels, so I don't have any theme music for myself. So it is King. He's 70 years old, actually.
Yeah, okay. A lot of us are 70 years old. No,
well, he's a hot property in the business. I'm doing a movie segment, and it is a very popular movie at the box office. So I figured it's a good marriage of birthday and theme music.
Okay, thank you. I'll take your word for it, Trucker. So Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's got some movie news for us and an overview of. Well, what I like about Chucker is he's observational, and he's going to demonstrate how observational he is right after this.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, by your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Beauty's biggest
perfect event is here when my favorite brands are half off at Ulta Beauty. I'm checking out the beauty deals and marking my calendar. I see blushes, brighteners and brushes, primers, powders and pencils, cleansers and lip collections.
At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands like Urban Decay, Tarte and more. Hurry in to seize the beauty deals before the event ends September 23rd. Ulta Beauty, all things beauty, all in one place.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the four-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at SherwinWilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, so Chucker, the time is yours. Use it to good advantage.
I want
to
ask you one more question about Stephen King, see if you know the answer.
Okay.
Almost 60 movies, right around 60 movies, were made based on novels or short stories that he wrote. He directed one film himself. Do you have any idea what that was?
The Day of the Dead.
He directed a movie called Maximum Overdrive with Emilio Estevez.
That would have been the second thing.
About machines that come to life in the, I think it was 1980. Has a cult following. It's not a really good movie. The premise is interesting, but I just thought I'd point that out. I knew you
he's
would know the
director,
answer, but
he hasn't got that kind of talent. I don't see him working well with people, frankly.
Another short story that became a film, he actually wrote the short story of Running Man, which became a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty good career.
Do we have any movie news that doesn't focus on Stephen King?
You'd be quiet, I tell you.
Thanks very much.
Gal Gadot, who hit big playing Wonder Woman, in talks to join Bradley Cooper in a sci-fi movie titled Deeper, reportedly being described as a gravity underwater. She signed on for four more appearances as a Wonder Woman in the DC Universe, so she's going to be busy playing that character for at least the next 2 to 4 years. So I like her. I'm interested to see what she could do outside of playing Wonder Woman, but I think she's a bright talent, and I think she's going to have a very nice career over the next decade. NBC's going to air Saturday Night Live this season, Coast to Coast Live. I think that's a really good idea, considering there's really nothing to watch on Saturday night, so why not do it? They're getting good ratings.
So 11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Central, is that what you're saying? 9:30 Mountain Time, 8:30 West Coast Time?
Yeah, and then they're going to repeat it at 11:30 in those time slots that it is live. I think that's a good business move. What do you think?
Well, they've been running Saturday Night Live at 10 o'clock Saturday night, old versions of Saturday Night Live prior to doing the fresh one at 11:30. So
yeah, they've done some Live to Live recently over the summer, and the ratings have been good. Yeah. So I think that's a good idea.
Well, don't kid yourself either. It's not expensive to produce shows like that. Not expensive at all. And
no.
Lorne Michaels is a god at NBC. He pretty much can do whatever he wants, whatever his ideas are. They're happy to jump at him. So whatever he suggests. I mean, he's been doing that show since its inception in the 70s.
Incredible.
So it really is, as far as
you know, it's interesting. A lot of people, there were times where the quality wasn't that good, and they thought they would end it, but then it picked up. But the legacy has now gone on for over 40 years, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, but it was best at the beginning. It really was when Martin,
it was, no doubt,
Aykroyd,
John Belushi,
all those guys were on.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, good job. Chuck Curry, follow him.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.